we're back for another week of the Mr. Gamblers Radio Podcast for the week of June the 23rd, 2007. And we have a change of venue this week. We have no Wombat. The Wombat Trip is on vacation.
Yes, he's taking a hiatus from this
wonderful
experience.
Show. Yes. He's taking a hiatus because basically
he took a trip.
He got a lot of friend requests and he got scared and he ran away. He's scared now. But anyway, in the studio, as you've heard, we have Mr. Gambus Khan.
What's up, everybody in internet land?
He steals that every week. But anyway, we also have in the studio a veteran who has been absent for a while.
Yes.
But Mr. Professor Chaos is here.
Yes, yes, I have returned.
He has returned, and we will give your gamer tag out because we have a whole new audience now that doesn't know who you are, so.
Yeah, mine did change.
Yes.
It is Magneto...
What 24.
Is my game tag? 24.
24.
See, because my old game tag was Emissary 55, and I was trying to remember if I put 55 on this. But yeah, it's Magneto 24.
So Magneto. Send up some friend requests because we have him back, and hopefully he will be making more appearances on the show.
I hope so.
So we were supposed to have Killer Wolverine make a return appearance, but he was detained.
Yeah, I told him we would play like a special song in his honor, and it would be like, "It's Raining Men."
It's, oh.
And he's going to kill me, because I didn't mention that. But yeah.
Wow.
This is dedicated to Killer Wolverine.
We'll make sure he listens to it then.
Right, I will.
All
right,
so we're going to jump right into what's fondling your console, talk about some new games. And since you've been absent for a while, you probably got a lot of stuff to talk about. So what's been fondling you lately?
Oh, good Lord. Well, as of late, Shadowrun, I think that's an excellent game. You know, despite some people's complaints about the price and whatever else, I think that's a really good game. I picked up Bangshot Billiards last night, actually.
Yeah, I saw you playing that. I'm like, really? Yeah, Bangshot Billiards.
Shooting some pool.
Alrighty then. He's playing pool.
That all game right. costed 1,200 points.
Yeah,
too,
I know. I heard when I bought it initially.
But, oh, what else have I been playing it? Really, Shadowrun. I went back and played, like, playing through Scarface again. I like that game. It's really good.
You're not going to get it for the Wii?
No.
Oh, well.
Motion control. No. I'm okay. That's really all I can think of. Like, I've been gone so long, I don't even remember everything I done played.
Did you say you checked out the Fantastic Four game for a brief second?
Oh, yeah. I did play that over at EB Games the other day. That was, like, real quick. But that what I played of it was really good. But, you know, hopefully I should have a review posted for that in the coming week.
Yeah, this is going to be a big week for reviews, I feel. Because there's a lot of stuff coming out.
A lot of stuff.
So, but we'll get to that later. But now we'll move on to Mr. Khan. And as always, your game selection is varied and always makes me smile.
Well.
Playing some Pokemon? Catch them all yet?
Actually, no. I haven't played Pokemon.
You're slipping.
I'm slipping. Yep. I played a little bit of Planet Puzzle League. It's a good game. Loving it. Oh, yeah. And
what is this motion?
Right.
You look like Hulk Hogan or something.
Like, oh, yeah.
He's like doing the Hulk Hogan pose going, I played some Pokemon Puzzle League. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I've been... I downloaded Prince of Persia.
Great game.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun, old school.
Not as hard as the original.
Yeah, it's not nearly as hard as the PC version. Which, I like that. I like how they kind of scaled down the difficulty. I mean, I'm not really a purist when it comes to Prince of Persia. And I feel that, you know, if the Prince of Persia game still retained the same level of difficulty, I think in this modern age and time of gaming, I think it would turn off a lot of people. I would have still liked it, but there's a lot of people out there who are, when it comes to gaming, they like their games pretty much handed to them on a platter, like, okay, turn on the system, press start, oh, you just cleared stage one. You know what I'm saying? It's just they like to have their endings just like handed to them. They like to have just you know the modern gamer nowadays they just want to have a game where you just press forward or keep going and just press buttons and somehow they beat the game, you know.
Well, then after they beat it, they complain about how short it was.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
30 minutes to beat.
But the game that I'm in love with, I'm in so much love with this game. That I'm in love, man. It's
you
like
know you're in love when you're speechless.
You have nothing speechless? To say. You're like, oh, it's like the game of my dreams.
Right.
It's like I'm in love, man.
What is it, man?
Right. You keep
it's Pac-Man Championship Edition.
There was this build up, and let down.
It's
I
Pac-Man.
Thought it was something huge.
Pac-Man Championship Edition. Oh, in all fairness, it is really good.
I played the trial. I was confused. Is it supposed to be once you eat all of the stuff, the rest of the level appears? Is that part of the game?
It's all timed. It never ends. It's just you're supposed to get to the end of the time limit.
Okay.
And let me tell you when the game begins, it's like it's slow paced and it's not that difficult, right?
Right.
But as time goes on, and the more ghosts that you eat, and the more power pellets that you eat, and the more fruit you eat, you start tallying up points. And the more points you get, the quicker you become. And the ghosts become quicker, too. And the music starts speeding up as you become quicker. And it's a 5 minute game, and that last minute the music is like thumping faster, and you're traveling like 50,000 miles per hour with all the ghosts being able to travel that fast too, and you're like eating fruit, which you know makes more power pellets appear, and you're like, oh crap, I gotta get over there to the other side to get the other power pellet so I can start eating these ghosts that are chasing me 500 miles per hour. And you're doing this, and it's just like you start sweating, and the music starts like kind of reflecting the way that you feel. It's like do 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 do, and it's just like, oh my god, it's dare I say it. That last minute of Pac-Man is like the climax of an orgasm.
You know, I was actually going to say that, but I didn't know if it was going to be appropriate.
I was
like, are you going to say it's orgasmic? Like that's, I was going to ask.
Yeah,
you.
I'm so disturbed by sitting here picturing Gamers Con sitting in his living room with his shirt off, sweating.
That's
playing Pac-Man.
That is where I was at,
and it was bothering me, and I was about to have to call my counselor.
I think you might have sent me 2 weeks back. 2 weeks with my therapist because he's like.
And you know something? I think I just said too much just now. Yeah,
maybe a little, but that's okay. That's why people love you. But anyway, anything else going on in your console this week besides hot, sweaty, fruit eating?
Oh my god. Just so you know, I wasn't sweating that much, and I was fully clothed. Oh. Okay.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer.
All right, so we'll move away.
Yeah, far away.
Far away.
In my console this week, I've been playing Dirt. A lot of Dirt.
I won't go there.
Dirt.
Okay. Yeah, don't go there. We already have problems with games this
right.
week. So.
That's bad.
If you like arcade racing games, this is your game. If you like games with a shit ton of content, this is your game. If you like racing games that are so pretty, you just cry when you see them, this is your game. If you like racing games that you play online with other people, this is not your game.
Wow. Okay.
Really?
It does everything perfect except for the online mode, which is because you don't actually really race with anybody else. You can have 100 people in a lobby, you all race the same track, and it's based on time.
Oh.
It's not, you're never on the same track with each other, which I can understand why they did that, because that's the way real rally racing works. Nobody races at the same time, unless you're playing, like, the core events, or the rally cross, or certain rally events. You will have, like, 6 to 10 cars on there, but those modes aren't online. It's just the straight time. Mm. Everything's based on time, which sucks. But everything else about the game, fantabulous.
Interesting.
Lovely. Best menu system ever. It's just incredible. Love it. Great game. Hopefully be reviewing that this week. Also to be reviewed this week, The Band of Bugs. The new Xbox Live arcade game.
Ah.
Oh, I didn't know what that was.
Made by the same guys that did Outpost, Colloquy X, and Cloning Clyde. It is basically a grid-based strategy game with insects.
Nice.
So it'd be like, you know, Final Fantasy Ladybugs or something.
Yeah. Nice.
Be like Final Fantasy Tactics with bugs.
Basically, yeah. That's what it is. It's really fun. It's got the normal humor that you would get from the Ninja Bee guys. You know, it's really fun. I haven't dove too much into it, but I like it so far. I like those grid-based strategy games as long as they're not too complex, and that would be this. Final Fantasy Tactics, super light.
Okay.
Final Fantasy Tactics for doties. And that's me. Because I can't handle that, you know, 400 things going on at the same time.
You're doty, huh?
Thank you for pointing out what I just said.
Yeah.
Calling me a doty.
He just wanted to make sure everybody else heard.
Well, yeah.
Heard
we won't let anybody forget about him sweating either. But anyway, moving on. Also, I reviewed this week Mortal Kombat Armageddon for the Wii.
And how was that?
And we call that late to the party.
Yeah.
Because it's still a really good game. But you got to think, it was 10 months ago that it came out. And they nixed the online.
Why?
So there's no online play.
Once again, Nintendo delivers a stellar piece of crap.
See, I love the game. Don't get me wrong. See, that was all Game of Scholar. I love Mortal Kombat Armageddon. I think it's a fantastic game.
Okay, well, wait. It's a fantastic game, yes. But is it a fantastic game on the Wii? Because I'm pretty sure that the motion control is probably
works
tacked on.
Fantastic.
Really?
Works. I mean, it changes the game from being one of those games where you have to sit there and memorize all the dialing combos. Mm-hmm. You can do any special move with the same gestures. They're not specific gestures. Like, you tap up, down, you'll do something.
Nice.
Back, forth, you'll do something. Half circle motions, you'll do something. And you hold down the B button and do these motions and then let go, and it does the move. And it opens it up to a casual gamer. So this might be the first time that Nintendo's control scheme actually made a game more casual friendly. And it worked. That added is nice. The subtraction of online is really what hurts it. It's the only reason why I would recommend going out and getting it for the Xbox or the PS2 instead. Like, I gave the Xbox and PS2 versions a 9, I gave this one an 8.5.
Mm.
Because it's still a great game, but that no online, you just come to expect it at this point.
Oh, right, yeah.
From Mortal Kombat. And I don't blame that on Midway at all. Because I guarantee you that Nintendo said no. Because Ed Boon stated many times, I want to do this online. And obviously he couldn't. So.
Yeah, probably because Nintendo just can't handle online unless it's a turn-based Pokemon game.
Yeah. Can I see a commercial for that today?
Yes, it's coming out next week, which will also be in our new releases later.
Well, I didn't even know that.
Yes, but moving on. If you have not played it, that's my final word. If you have not played it on Xbox or PS2, and you have a Wii, don't be hesitant, because if you do, even if you don't like the gesture controls, you can still use Classic or GameCube and play normal. So, it's really worth it if you haven't played it yet. Of course, I don't know very many people that haven't played it yet.
No.
Yeah.
So, that's the only downside. And the last game that I've been playing... Well, I play Guitar Hero, obviously. I play that every week. But we don't even need to talk about that anymore.
Not anymore.
It's like a
lifestyle. I got 3 songs left on Expert, and I beat it.
Wow.
3 songs. Yeah.
It's what are they? I'm curious.
Hangar 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Beast and the Harlot.
Uh-huh.
And Freebird.
I knew Freebird was one I was waiting for. Because
that's
Freebird.
The last song in the game. You
right.
Got, that's your coup de grace, so to speak. But... Yeah, after I beat that, Expert's done. I beat all 4.
Right on.
But the last game I played this week was more Tenchu. And if you go on the website, I posted Wombat's review yesterday, and I think it's pretty fair. He gave it a 7. It said graphics kind of stink, camera kind of sucks, but it's still really good. And the online is excellent. four-player co-op ninja action.
I really would like to play the one that came out on Xbox. Was it Heart of Darkness?
Oh, that one was awful.
I've never played any of them, and I've heard... Because I think what happened was, is like it came out like a week before or a week after Ninja Gaiden, and I ended up choosing Ninja Gaiden over
Well, that's an obvious choice.
Well, see, I, going into it, didn't really... Like, I knew about Ninja Gaiden from back in the day, but I wasn't familiar with what they were doing with it, you know, as of then.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I never bothered to go back to get Tenchu, so...
Tenchu, the first one on the PlayStation 1, was like the father of the stealth kind of game. It was out before Metal Gear. I mean,
It
was just an incredible game. The second one, not so much. It's really kind of bad. And then since then, they've kind of... There's been decent ones, but there's never been one that's been great. And Z is not great. Don't take that the wrong way. If you like the originals and you're a fan of the series, you will appreciate it. But at the same time, if you've never played it and you play it, you'd be like, I don't get it.
Okay.
You're like...
It'd be me. I don't get it.
If you've played like Metal Gear and Splinter Cell and stuff, you'd be like, really? This is really supposed to be good? You know?
Okay, then.
But if you're a fan of the series, you will like it. I mean, it is the best one that's come out in quite a few years, so... That's all I'll say about Tenchu. That pretty much wraps up all the console games this week, so we're going to jump right into the news. We got some news, and it's not quite a lot, but, you know, it's some good stuff. And then we got new releases. So, let's do this segment. We're going to start off with, and oh yes, all of the PS3 guys are doing cartwheels right now. Blockbuster has officially said they will support Blu-ray. So.
Ooh.
That pretty much, that's a big one.
Not necessarily, because Blockbuster... Well, I guess it could be, because Blockbuster is closing a lot of their stores, and they're focusing more on their online service, so I guess that is a big one.
Yeah, because it's going to be the only high-definition movie that you can rent.
I guess that means, by default, Movie Gallery / Hollywood Video has to back HD.
I don't know how this is going to work, but here's the thing, and here's why I will say that nobody should get excited about this. Blu-ray nor HD DVD are holding a pubic hair to DVD.
Yeah.
DVD just broke, like, what, a billion or 10 billion or something like that. Just some ridiculous number of sales.
Well, yeah. They've been out for a decade.
Yeah, but sales-wise every month, you compare, like, Casino Royale and Blu-ray to DVD, you want to match them? There's no need for this right now. It's nice. It's a pretty picture. But it's 90% of the people in America don't give a shit.
Exactly.
Because most of them don't have the components to make it worthwhile.
Exactly. And it's just at this point it doesn't matter.
Right.
If Blu-ray ends up becoming the de facto, I still don't know that it's going to replace DVD anytime within the next 5 to 10 years.
I don't think it will.
Yeah, I'd say about 10 to 15 years, but then who knows? By that time
we'll
probably
have holograms. Or we'll have episodes beamed into our mind. Yes, I like Mork and Mindy, the Family Guy reference.
I see.
Nanu, nanu.
Nanu, nanu. Okay. How old are you?
Yeah.
Anyway. Next up, and this was probably the biggest news story this week, Manhunt 2.
Yeah.
It was officially rated by the ESRB, and it was given an AO rating, which means Nintendo and Sony both denied its existence on the console. They will not release it at that rating.
Man.
Not to mention they can't sell it in stores, because most of the...
Most
Best Buy, Walmart, and all those, they won't sell a AO.
No, they will not carry it. So, basically, even if any developer or any console manufacturer actually allowed this game on their system, it would be such a limited game that you couldn't really get it anywhere.
Well, what's making it AO?
It's got to be the violence. I mean, that's...
I mean, what about movies? Like, I think that they hold a higher standard for games than they do movies.
Yeah.
Well, of course they do, because you can look at, like for instance, look at, like, the PC games that used to be released, like, with naked women in them.
Right.
They would get the adults-only rating. But a movie with the same amount of kind of content, not necessarily to that, you know, super degree of nudity or whatever,
right,
would, you know, still be in the theaters at an R.
Right.
But the PC game would be adults.
See, I really would like someone to just explain why that is.
I really don't know. It's people argue it all day long. It's because it's interactive entertainment,
yeah.
And it's not just visual entertainment.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but that's almost like that. The rating system is almost admitting that people can't tell the difference between reality and fantasy, and basically they're saying that, oh, we think people are stupid. More stupid than what they probably are.
Yeah, but can you blame the ratings board for that? Because how many times a year do they get sued for people like, oh, this game, you know, our kids should not have it.
Like Jack Thompson?
I'm not even going to get into that discussion.
No, we just need to leave, yeah.
Yeah, we need to leave.
That's kind of like the 2.5 thing that we keep talking about. It's old,
right.
Old school. We don't need to talk about that no more. But yeah, the games are held on a different plateau.
Yes.
I don't think that's right.
It's not right.
It's not fair. But I don't know. Manhunt, to me, there's no point to that game. Like, I played the first one. I didn't keep it because it was just to see, you know, how brutal you can murder a person.
Wasn't any fun either.
And it was no, it wasn't.
It really wasn't,
you know,
any fun.
Hide around a corner and no, I don't know. I didn't even think they were going to make a sequel. Like,
when they announced the sequel, I was like, really?
Right.
Why?
The first Where is one Max kinda Payne stuck. 3?
That's kind of like when they announced Killzone 2. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Although, you know, I just probably got killed by the PS3 guy. That's going to be the greatest game ever, because the first one was so good.
Oh, you definitely did.
I just got in trouble big time. You're like, oh my god, they're making a sequel to Superman 64. Oh, shit.
Oh. Oh, flying through the rings.
Yes, let's fly through some of the rings.
Oh, God.
Fly with me through the rings.
Does it make you wonder sometimes if maybe Rockstar is doing this for attention again?
I think it... And I was wondering that as I was reading the news story thing. I was like, huh, because I saw that they had pulled it. Because they were given two options. They could either tone down whatever it was that was making it adults only, or I can't remember what the other option was. I guess just shelve it indefinitely. But they decided to... You know, shelve it for a while. So they didn't say indefinitely, so I guess they're going to, you know, attempt to tone it down. But see, I really don't think that's fair, because they have to now rework their vision of something, yet nobody is getting on Quentin Tarantino for, you know, cutting off half of... Was that in Kill Bill? Half of Lucy Liu's head? Was that in...
Well, they cut off where you could see her brain or whatever?
Yeah.
Or have you ever seen Saw 3?
I've seen something.
Where cuts the hole in the skull. And yeah.
Exactly. Nobody's making them rework their stuff.
Like, no, I sat there and watched that. I'm like, I'm sitting there the whole time going, but I was like a train wreck. I'm like, oh.
Right. And you can't, you're like, I need to see what happens next.
I think that's what Manhunt was going to be. It was going to be one of those games that you just play it to see what's going to happen. Like, ooh, what am I going to do next?
Right.
And, you know.
Because that's pretty much what the first one was.
The first one I turned off because, like, I'm watching, I'm playing it, and I'm strangling a guy with a plastic baggie. I'm like, you know, this is just much for me.
And I kept going, like, because after that, I was like, I want to turn this off, but I'm going to see if it gets better. I got a nail gun, and I was being chased in, like, a train yard or something crazy, and I was like, I'm done. So, I don't know.
I don't understand it. I mean, it's...
They could just be trying to get attention, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, that's enough about that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Next up, we have the MotorStorm patch. Finally got through approval and made it out. And they have added some new features to the game. We now have a time attack mode. Should have shipped with it, but it's there now, which is nice. Make the game more fun. So you can actually just go out and race a race without having to go through the single player. They fixed some stability issues, some glitches with the boost, some cutoff text for the SD mode, online performance and surround sound glitches. Update also allows for you to put 50 friends on your buddy list.
Which
it should just be built into the system, in my opinion, but
it's
a whole other debate. Next up on the list, the Halo 3 achievements were revealed. And if you've been on our forums, I'm sure you've seen that this is the common response to this, is that if you read these achievements, you will realize that there are 9 achievements for going through each chapter in the game, which means the game is only 9 chapters. And people are throwing a fit over this because they automatically assume this means the game is short.
Well, what did the second one have?
I honestly don't even remember. I don't play games based on, like, their chapters. Like, Gears of War had 5...
Yeah.
5 different... I mean, they were broken up into little levels.
I think Halo 2 had either 10 or 11 chapters.
So, I mean, it's still...
I remember the list. I just don't remember the exact count of them. But it's... whatever. The achievements themselves, I think some of them are kind of boring.
That was my consensus when I read them. I'm like, there's nothing exciting in here.
No, I expected something exciting.
Even the multiplayer achievements are kind of like, stick three guys in one game.
Yeah. That a lot of people can do that. A triple kill with one. And I'm like, okay. I mean, you know.
I would think something more like, as long as people are going to be playing Halo, get 100 triple kills.
Yeah.
You know, over your career, get 100 triple kills. Okay, I could see that.
Right.
Get one?
It's like launch day.
Yeah, exactly.
Half of the people that have that game is going to have that achievement.
Yeah.
So it's kind of ridiculous. The achievements are kind of disappointing, but... it's Halo, so it doesn't really matter.
No.
But moving on, now we go into some music, some game music news. We have some pricing info for a couple of games. First up is Rock Band. You will be able to buy the entire package, drums, guitar, mic, and game, for the low, low, low price of $199.99.
As much as it pains me as a African-American to admit this, I'm going to buy that game. It's been
I didn't even make the base joke at this point.
Huh?
I didn't even make the base joke.
No.
I could have because...
You could have.
But I didn't.
But I mean, because I picked up Guitar Hero and I was like, yeah, this looks fun. And I had so much fun with it.
The game is...
I don't know any of those songs, but like, it's so much fun.
It is.
So I will spend the $200 and get the Rock Band.
You're going to buy the whole thing? You're not just going to buy, like, the game and the guitar?
No, because somewhere down the line I may want to do the vocals and I may want to do the drum part. I know I want to do the guitar.
I want to do the guitar. I want to do the drums. The vocals, I'll do it. I mean, I guess I could use a USB headset, but at this point if I'm going to buy the guitar and the drums and the game, I might as well go ahead and just... go on with the mic, too.
Might as well.
Get the big package. You know, hey, it is Christmas time. I got a birthday running around, man. So.
Exactly.
What do I want this year? Well, it's called Rock Band. All right. Next up, Guitar Hero 3 pricing came out. And this was listed on EB Games, which some people will go, well, it's EB Games. They're never right, which is not true. EB Games lists shit long before anybody announces it. I mean, they had the Rock Band pricing up a long time ago, and I still think it's going to hold true. I think it's going to be $79 for the drums separate, $69 or $79 for the guitar, $40 for the mic, all that, you know. But they list the Wii version at $89.99, with the PS3 and 360 carrying the extra $10 next-gen price tag of $99.99.
Was it Guitar Hero 2 $89.99?
Yes,
yeah,
but...
for the 360.
Wireless.
Oh.
The guitars are wireless, so the extra $10 is for
the
wireless.
So, yeah, okay, the $10 is just for the fact that it's wireless.
Just for the fact that it's wireless.
Okay, well, here, let me ask you this. If I spend $200 for the Rock Band thing, please tell me my guitar is compatible with Guitar Hero 3.
Well, the old Guitar Hero 2 controller is compatible with Guitar Hero
3. Right, but I need a wireless one, because being tethered to my console... like, I want to jump off my couch. I'm just kidding.
See, that is a very good question that I don't have the answer to, but I guarantee you that it will work, because it's the same design, except for the Rock Band guitar has 10 buttons instead of the 5.
Right.
So I'd imagine you could just use the 5, and it would work fine. So, I don't know, but I don't know how much the game itself separately is, which that's probably what I'm going to buy since I'm buying Rock Band and I already have a guitar.
Right.
There's no sense spending the extra money, you know, for the extra guitar. So, we'll see, but I'd imagine the game's still going to probably run $59.
Yeah,
so, it'd be the standard price. So, but there is no SKU for that yet, just for the bundle. Next up, the Halo alternate reality game emails went out. And did you get one of these?
Mm-mm.
It's just this weird email that like talks about the Halo universe, and it's all cryptic, kind of like they did with I Love Bees and all that shit with Halo 2. So these went out. Apparently there were people walking around with signs on their chest. Like they were almost like, I guess, like Jehovah's Witnesses or something. Like standing outside trying to preach this thing. I mean, Microsoft's going to some... lengths for this.
Yeah, I heard about this. They're actually preaching the, I guess, the religion of the... The Forerunners?
The Forerunners, yeah.
Yeah, they're preaching the gospel of the Forerunners.
Yeah, it's... It's very interesting, and
I thought they went crazy. Far with the I Love Bees thing, because then people like running thing. Around cities and dialing phone numbers and stuff. Wow.
Well, all this right. is just starting, so it's hard telling what they're going to do.
Wow.
Man, I almost see a freaking choir walking down Times Square, like a whole choir of like 125 people or something like that, and they're all going, ooh. To the Halo music, and they just, like, stop traffic. They walk into the middle of the road and, like, do some kind of, like, Halo dance or something.
A Halo dance.
Yeah, they form the Halo.
Awesome.
Yeah, in the middle of the road.
That'd be very funny to see.
We'll be interested to see where they take this particular
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
And you know some people will pick it up as a religion.
But it is doing its job.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it.
So. Yeah.
Moving on. Namco confirms Tekken 5 online. Dark Resurrection download. You can get it for $10 add-on.
Tekken 5 Dark Resurrection
you said
online.
That means you can play it online?
Play
or
it online.
Online. Oh,
yeah,
because
the Dark Resurrection's already out. You can buy it. But
okay.
you can get an add-on for it to make it online, add two new game modes, I think, which is a good sign because this maybe means Soul Calibur is going to be online, which
but
we talked about last week.
What's interesting is Tekken 5 should have shipped with online when it came out on PlayStation 2.
Well, I'm aware of that, but Namco's been a little late to the party. But the reason that this is big news is because hopefully Soul Calibur 4 will be online.
Oh, yeah. I have hopes, because that's a really good game.
All right, next up. And this one kind of broke my heart a little bit, but it'll make you happy. Konami announced Contra 4 for the DS.
Yeah, that does kind of hurt.
That's one of those things. It could be terrible, or it could be great. It could go either way.
Was Contra 3 great?
Yes.
I must have missed
that
Contra
was,
2
Alien
and 3.
Because
I only remember Contra the one on Nintendo from back in the day.
Dude, Contra 3 was for SNES.
Yeah, it was the Alien Wars.
The
yeah,
Alien Wars.
Super Nintendo.
That's one of the best games, like, ever.
Contra 3 was an amazing game. It was
yes.
really good. But what hurts me is that this is on a handheld.
Yeah, and the thing is, it can work, or it could be terrible.
I just don't want to, you know, I don't want this to become a trend, and then we're going to see Symphony of the Night 2 on
don't
the
say
PSP.
That. Oh,
dude, they've already been doing that.
Oh.
It's only like the past 6 Castlevania games have been on either the DS or the Game Boy Advance. I mean, come on.
Come on,
Konami.
We have online downloadable networks. If you don't want to make a full-fledged game, put it on the PlayStation Network.
Put it on
Xbox Live
yes.
Arcade. Put it on Virtual
exactly.
Console.
Yeah.
But
it's like Konami is like, it's like, oh, we got such a great legacy, but yet we like to make, well, we just want to rehash, like, you see, some companies, they get it. They know that people like old-school gaming. You know, so they make a game that's old school in gameplay, but with really good graphics, great sound. They go out there, they go out of their links to make a really good game that appeals to the people who like classic gaming. Seems like Konami, what they're doing is like, oh, they like classic gaming. Let's make games using the classic gaming scheme. You know, let's make a 5 megabyte game. You know, let's make a game that's. It could be on DS, you know, a premier game on DS, which I'm not against that. I think they should do that, but what they need to do is make a premier game, a new Castlevania, 2D. You see, here's the thing with Konami. They think that, you know, when they start using a lot of resources to make a blockbuster title, they feel that they have to change the formula. Castlevania in 3D is a perfect example. No, don't do that. Give me new school graphics with old school gameplay, and I'll be happy. Do that, Konami. Go out and do it, because you're not doing it right now.
Yeah, well, so many other people would be in the other field complaining because Alucard is not in 3D, which I personally wouldn't mind seeing, because, you know, Curse of Darkness I thought was an okay game. I'd like for it to be backwards compatible, but, you know.
There
I feel
are some
you.
People that like the 3D Castlevanias.
Right.
Personally, I'm not one of them. I don't care for them, but there are some people that like them.
No, I do. And I would like to see Alucard come back. I'd love to see a sequel to Symphony of the Night. I'm sure there's a lot of other people that would, too. And any incarnation. But if it comes to just PSP,
Oh. Yeah, weak sauce. I'm
flying to Japan.
Weak sauce.
Flying to Japan.
Yeah. You're flying to Japan, you're going to have a conversation with the Konami. See, I don't understand why this happened, because Shattered Soldier for the PS2 was the bomb. Contra Shattered Soldier.
That was
why
fun.
Not use another engine like that? Make it 3D graphics with 2D gameplay and make a new Contra.
Yeah.
That would be my, you know. But it is coming. It's coming to the DS.
I bet there's probably some kind of inner financial...
Well, you got to think about Konami from a business standpoint. How many copies is that thing going to sell on the DS?
Right.
With 14 million systems worldwide?
Yeah.
Or, no, wait, it's a lot more than that.
It's a lot more than
like
that.
44 million systems worldwide. So.
And you know something? I want to go on this rant, because I know there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast. I want to go on a rant. Okay? Here's the thing. Here's the thing right here. It's a little bit off topic from video games, but I know there's a lot of people that are into video games. They're also into anime, Japanese animation. Modern anime sucks. Plain and simple. Modern anime sucks ass. Okay? You know why? Because they just keep on pumping it out of a computer. They don't even color... the animation anymore. They just pump it out of the computer. Boop, boop, boop. And it seems like every single episode of a show, every single show that's supposed to be different, has the exact same character designs. At least back in the 80s, you had big eyes and you had the really small eyes. At least you had a little bit of a variety. But now everything's got to be big eyes, you know. And it's not just the eyes. It's the outfits, the colorization. The colors look like they're the exact same color. And I heard that this is kind of because of, in Japan, in the late 90s, they ran into some financial difficulties. Their economy kind of suffered in the late 90s, and they're still suffering from it right now. And you can really see that in their anime. And I can almost I can see a little bit of it in their video games as well. They like to just make more of the same and just pump it out, and it's depressing, you know. And it's like people that are like good writers in Japan, they only write episodic shows anymore. It's really depressing. And I think
it
sucks.
Sell?
Oh, it sells like hotcakes.
That's why they're not changing.
Yeah, exactly.
If you look at it from the business perspective of it, that's why. Why change a good thing? If people are going to still buy it, then I'm not going to change it up.
Yeah, because Japanese anime was fantastic back in the 80s and in the early 90s. And then once, you know, they introduced the colorization with the show Cowboy Bebop, which was actually really good, after that, you could really start telling that the writing, the quality of the animation was going downhill quick.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but there's some gems out there. Samurai Champloo was really good.
There's always going to be exceptions.
I got you.
The new Highlander anime was really good, by the way.
I need to see
that. Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay, we're moving off anime.
Okay.
We're going a little crazy here. We're going to move on with the news, because apparently Contra turned into anime, and we got nuts.
Yeah.
All right, next up. Midway has announced that there is a collector's edition of Stranglehold for the 360 as well as the PS3.
Not even worth it.
But what is it?
It's not hard-boiled on Blu-ray, obviously. Which is an awesome collector's
edition. I said they should do that. They should package the 360 version of Stranglehold with hard-boiled on Blu-ray. Just like a little nudge at Microsoft. Like, yeah, you can get this and have a Blu-ray movie, too.
And then you can play it on your PS3.
Yeah.
But the bonus disc for Stranglehold contains poetry in slow motion, a behind-the-scenes. Well, behind-the-scenes.
Wow.
Extended cinematic sequences that didn't make it into the final game. A visit to the MTV studios.
Wow.
Okay. Vision of Stranglehold. See it from concept art to final game. And an insider's look at the sound design. So.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. What are you going to do? Next up.
I'm going to get it on PS3. That's what I'm going to do.
You don't have a PS3.
I know, but I'll probably buy the game. I'll probably buy it for PS3. And then when I finally get a PS3, I'll have something to play.
And something to watch.
Perhaps maybe more watch than play.
Maybe. The game does look awesome.
It does.
Next up, and this came from a conference call with Take-Two about a week ago, financial results, that Microsoft apparently cut them two $25 million checks for the GTA exclusive episodic content.
Again, I've said this all along, that Microsoft should go to these different studios, and I mean, a lot of those games that were exclusive to PlayStation, and I'll make this quickly because I know you have a lot of stuff to do, or want to go over, but a lot of the games that were exclusive to PS3 were getting, like, the Devil May Cry and stuff, but I said all along they should go to those different studios and say, what do you want so we can have your game? You want a new building? We'll build you a new building! You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to own the color blue? We'll buy it for you!
We'll buy you the moon!
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think that is excellent that they did that. That they should do that, you know, a lot more with these other, you know, top stuff, so they can nail down some, take some of the power away from what PlayStation has.
But I also heard a very interesting rumor about this, is that after this financial quarter, Take-Two is going to sell.
Yeah, I heard that.
And that this could be a little bribery, saying, "Well, here's some more. You like that? We got more where that came from." You know,
that'd be awesome
if that happens. If Rockstar owns Take-Two. You got to think Take-Two is like all pro football, the 2K sports series, Grand Theft Auto, you know, every single one of those IPs, BioShock, you know, Take-Two even publishes some of Bethesda's games at some point. I mean, they do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a huge company for Microsoft to put right here underneath their arm and be carrying around.
Oh,
imagine Grand Theft Auto 5 exclusive to the Xbox 360. Now that, that's huge. All right, next up, we're going to run down the downloadable games this week. As we already mentioned, Band of Bugs for the 360 Arcade, 800 points. Definitely cool, go check out the demo. PlayStation Network only got PS1 games this week, Hot Shots Golf 2 and Cool Borders at $5.99 a pop.
I remember Cool Borders.
And the Virtual Console gets Open Tournament Golf from the NES, 500 points. World Sports Competition, TurboGrafx-16 for 600 points. And Bloody Wolf for the TurboGrafx-16 for 600 points.
The heck is Bloody Wolf?
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah,
I remember Operation Wolf.
I remember Operation Wolf, but I remember Operation, too. Big crazy naked guy. He had no...
No, he did not.
Cook joke. He had no scrumdiddlyumptious... All right, now we're going to move into new releases. That wraps up the news. I have no rumors this week. So
no rumors.
No rumors. All right, we're going to move on to new releases. And this week is probably summer drought. First day of summer was last week.
Yeah.
And this week we have, what's the word? Plethora.
Plethora.
Huge amount of games coming out this week.
I'm so poor.
Very, very large.
Yes, lots and lots of games. First up, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Obviously to coincide with the movie.
Oh, Harry Potter!
Coming out for everything, probably including Genesis. Next up.
Yeah.
Hour of Victory for the 360. The exclusive Midway World War II first-person shooters due out this week. Pokemon Battle Revolution for the Nintendo Wii.
Fantastic!
The first true online game for the Wii. Get those friend codes ready. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Next up, The Bigs. The Bigs! Coming to the 360, PS3, Wii, PS2, and PSP. A lot of PS's in there.
A lot of PS's.
Next up, and probably my most anticipated game of the week, The Darkness.
The Darkness!
Is coming.
That's not mine.
That's not yours?
It's going to be good.
No, yours is Ratatouille. But anyway,
Ratatouille.
The
so
Bigs is or The Darkness for 360 and the PS3. Also this week, Touchmaster for the DS.
Oh. That's mine right there.
Touchmaster.
Stuff.
Also this week, Transformers.
There it is.
That's
yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my
Optimus
God.
Optimus
Prime, son.
Optimus Prime.
Due out this week for 360, PS3, PS2, and Wii.
Are you going to get the Wii version?
No. You can waggle Optimus.
No,
dude, I'm wondering if you could take the nunchuck and the remote.
And pretend like you're transforming your toy.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You're doing it for like 20 minutes. It takes forever to transform those things.
Oh, yeah, the new ones?
Yeah.
Like
it took me like an hour to transform my Optimus into a truck.
You talking about that 20th anniversary, like, replicate?
No, no, I'm talking about the one for the... What? That took a while,
That one took me like an hour.
That one took a while, too. I'm talking about because I have that. I'm talking about the one that came out to coincide with the movie. But, yeah,
Next up, and the Wii is just pumping this week, Chicken Shoot.
What the deuce?
Chicken shoot.
Okay. Enough said.
It's kind of obvious what you do in it. Also on the Wii this week, Driver Parallel Lines.
It'd be funny if that chicken shoot game is like a golf game. But go ahead.
Driver's coming to the Wii this week.
The Wii is...
getting a lot of...
yeah, they are.
...games this week.
Yeah, getting a lot of...
dumping ground, what do we say? Final Fantasy's coming out this week for the PSP.
Final Fantasy, the original, is coming out.
You sound like one of those TV announcers.
It should be called...
Call Now!
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
It should be called Final Fantasy. Extra Special Extended Ultimate Edition.
No, it should be called Final Fantasy 1, Part 24. This is like a 24th remake.
It is like the 24th remake.
The first game? Alright,
Yeah, you know how Square is. You know, they're just trying to remake everything that they've done right.
I'm waiting on Air Guys for the Xbox Live Arcade so I can remember how bad it was.
Yes.
All right. Next up, Grim Grimoire.
Yes.
Another game from developer Vanillaware.
Yeah, Vanillaware. Yeah.
Odin Sphere, which is an excellent game. But this is a very different game. It looks exactly the same as Odin Sphere, except it is a strategy game.
RTS.
Yes.
It's a 2D side-scrolling RTS. If you can wrap your hand, your head...
I can wrap my hand around
it. Yeah, if you could wrap your head around that concept, then,
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
RTS.
Also, the next three, we're going to nail them. DS. Horses. Kind of like cats or something, I guess. Hoshigami Remix.
Remix. What was the first one?
Original one?
I don't know. Nervous Breakdown.
Let me guess, it's a puzzle game.
You think?
Huh.
Here's a little sleeper coming out this week. Overlord for 360. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that was a good demo.
Prepare to draw.
Rainbow Six Vegas is apparently finally making its way to the PS3 this week.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Go PlayStation 3 owners.
Yes. So you can enjoy that game. And here's yours, Ratatouille.
It's Ratatouille.
Ratatouille?
Yes.
It's about
silence.
A rat.
It's about a chef. Ratatouille is a kind of stew.
I
only know this because I work at a movie theater and I've seen the preview so many times.
But it's a rat.
It's a rat.
Ratatouille. I'll say Thule.
Okay.
Ratatouille. But this one killed me. Because it's coming out for the 360... PSP, PS2, the DS, the Wii, the Cube, the GBA, and the Xbox.
Whoa.
Really?
Yes. The Xbox.
Wow.
This is the first new game the Xbox has had in like a year.
Good lord.
It's Ratatouille. I'm sure all those people that invested in that console are so thrilled that they finally got a new game.
Yeah.
It's Ratatouille.
Oh, man.
Is it also coming out for the Sega Dreamcast?
No, but I got my copy already. Next up, Steel Horizon, which is a submarine game that was released on the DS, is coming to the PSP. The Adventures of Darwin, which is like a...
Oh, wow.
Who the deuce is Darwin?
You don't know who Darwin is? Charles Darwin?
Oh, it's him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the adventures of him, how he...
Okay.
I
don't know more to the game, but alright.
Traxpad for the PSP. And Hot Wheels for the PSP.
A lot of stuff.
Hot Wheels!
So,
oh my god!
If you can honestly sit there and tell me that there's not something coming out this week that you want to play, stop playing games.
Really?
Because there's something for everybody, even if you like crappy games.
And there's stuff coming out like Tuesday and Wednesday, too.
Oh, yeah.
Transformers and Darkness is
Overlord
Tuesday.
Is Thursday.
That Thursday?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So that's like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you can go to the store and get a new game every day.
Nice.
Man.
Don't complain about it.
My wallet hurts.
It does. But anyway, that wraps up news and new releases. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to speculate in part one of three of one of our new features, which is going to be the E3 predictions. And this week, we're going to do Microsoft.
Oh,
and we're also going to bring back a segment that we started last week, which is Guess the Review. And we have a few new ones this week to talk about. So, Mr. Khan, if you would take me out for the break.
Gas chamber, where's the line? Stay at home, don't be a ride. Where's my room? Ah!
All right, well, we're back, and we're going to start off this segment with a feature that we started last week, which spawned a lot of good discussion, which is guess the review score. Basically, we take a few new games coming up, and we guess what they're going to get on a game rankings average, and we explain why. I felt like a commercial there.
Yes.
I like one, too.
Cool. All right, we're going to start off this week. Last week, we did some big ones. So This week, I pulled a few that aren't necessarily so big and a few that are. First up, Mario Galaxy. Yeah, I start off with the home run hitter.
Mario Galaxy.
Mario Galaxy for the Nintendo Wii. What do you feel, Mr. Khan, as I start with you?
I feel that this game will get an average of 92.
Wow, 92. Why do you feel that?
Because everybody will be blinded by the sight of Nintendo when they boot up the game. They'd be like, oh, it's Mario, it's fantastic.
You're all about the Nintendo hatred anymore.
No, I'm not about the Nintendo hatred. Like I said, I want to be a Nintendo fanboy. It's just Nintendo. It's just that I'm a video game fan first. And Nintendo, kind of, over the past decade, they've kind of been hit or miss when it comes to their games. Well, I don't know.
Their games
are freaking awesome.
Their games are awesome.
Yeah, but then when they have, like, outside contractors working on them and stuff like that, you know.
I don't know.
The Mario Strikers game, it's good.
I just don't like soccer.
You don't like soccer?
No.
Oh, my God. You don't like the greatest international sports ever?
I'm a football guy, and not football, soccer. Football as in American football.
Soccer is the game that might one day unite the world in peace, but I doubt it.
Well, then. How about you?
I hope I live to see that unite the world in peace thing.
Yeah,
wow.
Me too.
I would, numbers-wise, I'd have to agree with him. I'm going to say like an 80.
An 80?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You think...
It's not like John Travolta.
It is.
Never mind in the closet.
So you think that people will probably see the game... I don't know. It's your prediction. You might be right.
Numbers-wise, I think it's going to sell a lot just because it's the first Mario game in forever that is...
Well, if you say... I mean...
It's the first console Mario
well,
game.
Yeah, that's what
time.
I'm looking at. I mean, the Paper Mario stuff doesn't really count. I'm looking for like Mario Sunshine, like adventure-based console Mario game in a long time.
But
I'm not sold on the concept of Mario Galaxy myself.
Yeah, it seems like it's, I don't know, weak.
See, I'm cutting the middle ground here. I'm guessing it's going to range in an 85. And this is mainly because it's going to be so different that a lot of the reviewers are going to be like, it's not Mario. And then they're going to get the reviewers that are like, oh, this is what Mario should be. And then, you know, it's going to get 8s and 9s. Some 7.5s, some 10s from some ridiculous people, I think.
Play Magazine?
Talk about Play Magazine. Monster Madness gets a 9.
Yeah.
You know, Sonic the Hedgehog gets a 9.
Devil May Cry 2 got a 10.
Yeah. Let's think about that.
Hey, I like Play Magazine.
I like
Magazine.
Reading Play. I don't like believing their reviews.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
I think they take bribes. Really do.
I just think he really loves video games a little too much. Sonic still kills me at a 9. That hurt my feelings. I was offended.
That's funny.
Thing is, to me, the Dave Meister, I think
Halverson.
Yeah, the Halverson. I think he's into the... When you read his reviews, you really get the sense that he's really into the artistic expression of the game itself almost more than the gameplay.
Yeah, but with Sonic, the artistic expression was bad camera.
Yes.
I mean, there was no art. It was really bad game. I can understand his love for like a Monster Madness because if you dig into it, you will like it. It's hard, it's complicated, but the art direction is nice, the game is solid, and it's chock full of crap. I could forgive him for that one. But for Sonic the Hedgehog...
I think he gave it a 9.5.
I don't care. Anything higher than a 5, and it should be wrong.
Oh, poor Sonic.
I mean, I love Sonic. I love that game, but seriously. But we're talking about Mario Galaxy here.
Yeah.
We're starting off subject. Yeah, once again, yes.
But we get off on subject. But like I said, I think Mario will range in the same as Sunshine because it's different, and it'll stay in around the 8.5. I'm guessing the game rankings average is going to be 85%.
Yeah, and thing is, Sunshine wasn't as good as 64.
No, it wasn't, but it was still a fantastic game.
And I'm thinking that Galaxy will continue this trend.
I hope, you know, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope Galaxy is better than 64. I hope.
I hope it is, too. If it is, I would love it. I'd be like, fantastic. I'd be like,
thank you, Nintendo.
Yes.
You made my day. Moving on to the next game, Metroid Prime Corruption.
Huh. I think it'd be good. I think it'll be score wise 78.
Really?
Yeah.
I was gonna go with 75.
I'm a little bit optimistic.
Yeah, I think you're a little optimistic on that one.
Because I
don't know.
Here's the thing about Nintendo. I feel that the obvious choices are the ones that disappoint the most, and the unobvious choices are the ones that surprise us.
I just feel that Corruption is going to be Metroid Prime 1 and 2 with Waggle.
Yep.
But the thing is, the Metroid Prime games were awesome. Well,
the first one was awesome. The second one was Metroid Prime Chapter 2.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just the same game, and I have no problem with that. I have nothing wrong with a game that stays the same. I don't. I think if you get it right, it's good.
Right.
The difference between Prime and Prime 2 is Prime was paced perfectly.
Yeah.
I mean, everything you did counted up towards something else, and it made the game flow. Up until the end when you had to go collect all those stupid artifacts, which I threw my controller at that point. But Prime 2 was not paced the same way, and it didn't fit. It didn't work right, and the multiplayer stunk. I'm sorry. It was not fun.
Yeah, the multiplayer was tacked on.
Hopefully the multiplayer will be better for this one.
I hope it is. I mean, I hope it's good, and I hope that Corruption is paced like Prime, because if it is, then it'll be different, and it will get a higher score for me. But the reason Prime 2 to me was not higher was because it was not paced correctly. So they need to go back to that formula from Prime 1 and do that with Corruption, and then you'll have a solid Metroid again. And that's fine. I don't care if it looks the same. I don't care if it plays the same.
Yeah.
As long as it's paced well. That's all I need. I don't need mundane tasks, you know, drawing out, and I don't need a game that bores the piss out of me for hours on end just to get to a good part of the game. That's the thing. And that's why Prime was better than Prime 2. So I feel 75. He feels 75. You're giving it the benefit of the doubt for 78.
Yeah, but I still think that Halo 3 will be better.
What's that have to do with it, though?
Nothing. Nothing.
All right.
Put that Halo plug in there?
Yeah.
He's just the Halo fanboy. What's going on?
But at the same time, I'm a Metroid fanboy back when it was a 2D game.
Hey, I love Metroid 2D. Great game.
Super Metroid for the SNES is my favorite game ever.
Wow. You'll probably enjoy Corruption, but like I said, it needs to be paced good, and it'll be fine. Next up, I'll be interested in your comment on this one, but Transformers the game. What are we feeling on this one?
Oh, I would love to say,
because we're going to see it this week. We're going to see the reviews this week, so we'll be able to tell how close we are. I know what you want to say.
Yeah.
And I know what you're thinking.
I really want to say this. 75.
I'm thinking 7.
See, I'm with him. I'm thinking 70.
Thing is, though, I'm thinking 7, right? But I want it to be higher so bad.
I think everybody on this podcast wants to
say 95 something. But, well, I say 75 because after all the videos and the stuff that I've read on and everything, the only thing I think that could hurt it is length and variety as far as what you have going on in the game.
Yeah.
I really think that's the only.
I wonder what kind of mission structure it's going to have and things like that. And if the boss battles, which that's what they've been showing off a lot of, are they really going to be that cool?
Well, see, and that's another thing. That's really like all you've seen is Transformer versus Transformer. What did you do in the meantime?
Exactly.
Did you fight Starscream across 18 levels?
Did you just run through the city and throw cars?
The thing is, you fight a lot of generic Transformers. You fight a lot of, like, random items that are also Transformers in the game, like like certain cars that don't really have any identity, but they're just, like, a robot that used to be a car that transforms.
I flipped through the strategy guide. The strategy guide was out because I was curious as to if there was actually, you know, other things you fought. And they are. They're drones or whatever. They're about half the size of what, you know, your Transformer
is. So they'd be like Rumble and Frenzy popping out of Soundwave's chest, maybe?
Pretty much.
So, pretty much.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But as long as there's no collecting missions like there were in Spider-Man.
There's collecting. You have to collect Energon cubes.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't know if there's like a mission for it, but I know you have to collect Energon cubes.
I hate collect missions.
I do too.
I hate escort missions. I don't understand why developers keep putting them in there. Like, let's change up the game.
Yeah, escort missions suck.
I hate them so bad. So I'm just hoping that the game, because so far the movie games this summer have been hit or miss. Like Spider-Man, it was okay. Shrek was actually better than you expected, but it lacked multiplayer. You know, then you had Pirates, which was just awful. Awful game. So Transformers to me, outside of Spider-Man, was my most anticipated movie game. And I'm really wanting it to be, I don't think it can hit a 9. I want it to be an 8. Because an 8 is usually a really good movie game.
Yeah, I want it to hit an 8.
But I'm still feeling that it's going to be in 7.
Yeah, around 7. Thing is, though, I think all of us are, we're still getting Transformers.
Well, everybody's going to buy
it. Yeah, everybody's going to get Transformers.
Yeah.
And I'm probably still going to love it, regardless of the little problems that it does have.
Yeah. And think of it this way. The Transformers, the game, is actually the true reunion between the voice of Optimus Prime, Peter Cullen, and the voice of Megatron, Frank Walker, who does Megatron. So in the game, you're actually getting the true reunion with the two main voice actors.
Let's just hope it's good.
Yeah.
We'll find out this week.
Yeah, we will.
And next weekend, we will deliver the message.
Yep.
Moving on. And this next one's going to be fun. Vampire Rain.
Oh!
For the Xbox 360.
Oh, goodness. 2.
Wow.
Not 20. 2.
2% out of 100.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I played the demo.
Yeah, I did too.
And my eyes bled. I was like, why?
Yeah, but do you really think it's going to get 2%?
No.
Okay. What do you think the game rankings average is going to be on this one? I'm going to say 45.
I was going to say 5. And I think that's being generous.
That's being extremely generous. Because the demo is just ass loads of awful.
Yeah.
It is really bad.
Yeah.
I'll say probably average right around 4.
So in other words, if you're listening to this, I know there was a post on the forums asking about this game. Yeah.
No.
And the thing is, when I first heard about it,
I was interested.
Yes.
I was too.
It had a very compelling, you know, mechanic, you know, just by hearing about it, you know, a vampire stealth game. I mean, you could have went so far with that type of idea.
And it's not like the developer hasn't done solid games in the past. It's R-Tune.
Right.
I mean, they've done solid games in the past, but this game just feels like it was built in a garage in a weekend. It is so bad.
They called the money. What you got going on?
Let's make
a game!
Or how about this? How about they make a game where you are the vampire and the whole game is around you basically getting your prey?
They did that. It was Legacy of Cain.
Wasn't it, for the most part? Yeah,
wasn't it?
The original Blood Omen.
Like the original.
The original
Blood Omen Legacy of Cain.
I'd love to see a new one of those. This is getting off topic. But
yeah,
anyway.
I would love to see one of those too.
We've been getting off topic like all the time in this episode.
Vampire Rain.
Yeah.
Vampire Rain, you just flush it.
Oh.
Next one up, personal, near dear to my heart.
To your heart.
All Pro Football 2K8.
Oh.
I am so, so
so
I'm not
hyped.
Buying Madden.
I'm not either.
Not buying Madden.
I'm just not. And it's funny because I love NFL.
Yep, me too. But no,
I'm not
2K
buying Madden.
Is, no, I'm not buying Madden.
If I can go back, if that's my one game that if I could have backwards compatible to this day, that's the one I would need.
Because that...
ESPN 2K5 was just, to me, the greatest gridiron game ever created.
All pro football, I'm going to say 85 or 90.
I'm in the 80 to 85.
It got high ratings when it was out. Like, and I think it beat Madden the last one beat Madden. But EA has 2 years on them as far as, well, 3 years.
For next gen.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm sure they haven't just been sitting around.
No.
I'm sure they've been working on this.
So but I'm excited about the concept of, like, picking so many legends on your draft.
Yeah.
So you could have, like, John Elway as a quarterback. You know, and then you can get, like, you know, a running back, super Jerry Rice as your receiver. But you can only pick so many starred characters, you know. And then the rest of them are your average Joe players.
Right.
But I think just the gameplay, because 2K makes some fantastic football.
Yep.
Some of the best football I've ever played. And if it plays as good as 2K5, I'll be thrilled.
Yep.
But you got to think it's going to play better.
I'm excited.
So I 85.
And they moved the release up too. Oh.
I know. So it was
I'm
one
excited.
Day before college.
Yep.
That was beautiful.
I'm excited.
I'm thinking 85.
I'm thinking 85. I really am, and I think it's simply going to be because it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to play really well. Graphics, I'm a little stumped by them. They don't look great, but at this point, that's just for next year. Like, look at the difference between MLB 2K6 and 2K7.
Right.
I mean, it was like night and day.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with somebody regarding this football issue, and I was like, you know what? I will take the fun factor and how much fun I've had with the 2K games over the prettiness of Madden any day.
Oh, yeah. And just the way it plays.
Yeah.
Because it plays like
it
real
plays,
football.
Yes.
Because they were talking about that on... I was watching... I think it was the 1UP show, and they were talking about, or listened to the podcast, and they were talking about how, like, guys play 2K, they try to play Madden, mm-hmm. but they try to, like, just keep running the quarterback around and throwing the ball, and you can't do that in 2K.
Nope.
You get intercepted.
Yep.
Because that's how it works in real life.
Yeah.
You gotta plant your feet and throw the ball.
Yeah.
So, it's huge. I'm real excited, but I'm very optimistic about this one. Definitely high marks on
this
one. Yeah,
definitely one worth getting.
And the last game on the list is a very ambitious title.
Very ambitious and very mysterious.
Very mysterious, even though it's due out in a little over a month.
Yeah, and it's still mysterious.
Oh,
Two Worlds. The game that is claiming to be bigger than Oblivion. You know, and it looks... From what I've seen of it, I'm excited.
I am too. I'm going to get Two Worlds. And I'm 80.
I'm feeling about the same. 80. Low 80s, like 82, maybe 83.
Here's the thing. I'm feeling about a 75.
Really?
Yeah, because... And here's the thing. I'm thinking that a lot of the reviewers are going to say 75 because it's going to have some flaws. Maybe some graphical hiccups, even though the game does look beautiful.
But so does Oblivion, to be fair.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like maybe Oblivion... And the reviewer, what am I trying to say? The reviewers are going to score it low.
They're going to compare it to Oblivion.
Yes, they're going to compare it to Oblivion, and even though it's a multiplayer game, I feel that I don't know. A lot of reviewers, you know, they sometimes depend on what kind of game it is. They just come down too hard on a game, I think, sometimes, because it might not be perfect. So if it's not perfect, then it's a 7.5, you know. And I feel that it's going to be a game that over time will actually become better than what its initial representation is. And they're going to look back at how they reviewed it, and they're going to kick themselves in the butt because it might take off. It might be an extremely huge game that's very addictive, has lots of fans. But then you're going to have some reviewers who are going to be like, oh, crap, I gave this a 7.0, you know, and it's the biggest game for 360. So I'm going to kick myself in the butt, you know. And you know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be a game that kind of starts off, you know, with people going, what the heck is this? But I think it's going to build. I think it's going to get real good as it goes on.
I think it'll be an excellent game, mainly because it's basically Oblivion, but then you add in that multiplayer aspect of it, and that just adds like a whole new layer to the game. And I think a game like this is going to be something that I'm going to play for a very long time.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
That's what's going to bring the score up for me. And
yeah.
I think that's why it's going to average in the low 80s. But that wraps up our guest review for the week. So, like I said, get on the forums and let us know what other games you'd like us to speculate about. But moving on to our final topic before the top 10 list, we have speculation abroad. We have the Microsoft. This is part one of three of our E3 predictions, which E3 is going to be happening in July. I believe July 13th, 14th, and 15th, something like that. And obviously, we're going to have the press conferences, and these speculations are going to basically come from those press conferences. What is the first-party stuff that they're going to announce? What is the big exclusive announcement that they're going to make for each company? So we're going to start off with Microsoft, and I'm going to throw it out there right now. Price drop.
Do you think?
I see it.
Yeah.
I don't.
I see at least the core dropping down to $199. I see that.
Or them just taking the core away, period.
I don't think they'll get rid of the core because here's the thing. If they say they're going to drop the price of the core to $199, they can say, we offer you a next-gen experience cheaper than the Wii.
That's some marketing right there.
Yeah, you could say, we offer you 300 next-gen games online, all this stuff, for $199. I think the core will drop to $199. I don't know. The premium might drop maybe to like 300, maybe. I don't know yet. I don't know. And then the Elite, at this point, drop it to 400 if you're going to drop the premium down to 300.
Yeah, that'd be a good move.
I mean, only losing $80 on the price of what it is now.
Yeah.
Make the Elite 400, which I still think three SKUs is ridiculous.
It is.
I just think it's too much, but having the three SKUs at $200, $300, and $400, it would boast huge for this holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Being able to get people in there for $199. Now, as far as other hardware goes, I don't expect anything else. I don't expect them to come out with this tilt controller.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
I don't care how much they're talking about that online. I know.
I don't expect to see Microsoft do that. I expect to see some announcements about Live Arcade. And possibly some live features that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
I expect to see some of that stuff. Maybe some mention of group party chat. Yeah, we still want
that
it.
That would be so nice. Switching between people. Hold on a second. Such and so just got online. Let me talk to him real quick. Like, I'd like to put everybody in a room.
All right, but now let's talk about games. Live Arcade.
Oh.
Well, we'll get to the big ones. You just want to blow the load right at the beginning.
I do. I'm not very paced. I'm just very get in there and, you know.
See, this is what we talked about this last week. We can't have a podcast without talking about Metal Gear Solid on the 360. We just can't.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Live Arcade. I expect a huge announcement of like 20 games.
Killer Instinct would be nice, and some very like I would like to see Killer Instinct 2.
Killer Instinct 2 on Live Arcade with online multiplayer. That would be a nice announcement.
And like we were talking about in the break, Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Marvel vs. Capcom. With awesome. Capcom's success on the marketplace right now with Street Fighter 2 and then obviously Puzzle Fighter coming out and then this redone Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Oh, hey, I'm thinking maybe you'll see a video of that at E3.
I would be very excited to see some footage of that. I mean, I expect some huge arcade announcements because arcade is just huge. I mean, it's huge. So I expect a lot of announcements there. I think Killer Instinct would be the de facto game to announce to really solidify Arcade as like the top downloadable service.
Oh, yeah.
But now let's talk about big games. Don't jump it yet.
No, I wasn't. I was actually trying to think of something else.
Obviously, Banjo is going to be shown.
Yeah.
Because all we've got so far is a teaser. We haven't
is
even
that
seen
really
the game.
A big game. I never played that on 64, was it?
It's a good game. I mean, it's something that Microsoft needs.
It's
they
good.
Need that kind of Mario style of game. And I expect Rare to announce at least one more, if not two more, projects that they have going. Like I said, this is all speculation.
Perfect
I'm not
Dark 2.
Yeah, I didn't talk to, you know, the Stamper Brothers or anything. Oh, well, they don't even work there anymore. But, you know, I didn't talk to somebody at Rare, and they go, don't
tell anybody. We have Killer Instinct 4 coming out.
What happened to 3?
Right. We skipped right over it. We just skipped over it. We call it Killer Instinct 360.
Oh, that would be awesome.
But I expect Rare to show Banjo a lot of Banjo, and I expect them to announce at least one more title, and maybe a second, maybe arcade title.
I could see them announcing a new Killer Instinct for 360, because that's definitely, I think, a genre that 360 lacks in, the fighting.
I think every system lacks in that genre at this point in time.
That's true.
So Killer Instinct would be huge.
And here's another prediction. I predict that Peter Moore will talk about a particular title that's in left field, you know, a game that you wouldn't even really be excited about if anybody else was talking about it, but because Peter Moore be talking about it, everybody in the audience is going to like sit upright and forward in their seat and be like holding on to his words, because he can captivate an audience
now,
by the way he talks.
I mean, obviously we're going to see some Halo footage. And my guess would be a single player demo.
Yes.
Because everybody's seen the multiplayer.
The campaign version.
I think we'll see single player Halo footage, but my question is, what about other first party games?
Well, I'm sure he'll have some tattoo.
He's going to have tattoos. He's running out of space.
He's running out of space. Yeah.
He's going to go Fable
2.
They'll show some Fable 2.
Well, I expect the date for Fable 2, I think, at this
It's year. Peter Molyneux.
Yeah.
I know, but I mean, sometime
in the next decade.
They've been working on it for a while.
Well, he
announced it.
Yeah, he worked on Fable for like 12 years.
He was working on Fable before the Xbox even came out.
I would guess
you
that
just
kind
of stomp it with my little hopes and dreams. That's fine.
They're going to show it. You know they're going to show it.
No, I know they're going to show it, but I really would like a date.
But I'm kind of curious if we're going to see anything new. Are we going to see something that we haven't seen yet?
Thing is, it's going to be that game.
What?
It's going to be that game that if anybody else but Peter Moore was talking about it, you would care less. But because he's going to be talking about it, you're going to be like, huh? Oh, Viva Pinata Part 2. Even though that's not what it's going to be, it's going to be called something like.
I would actually be excited about that.
I would be too.
Yeah,
I would be excited about that.
He's going to introduce a new IP called like. Furry puffy balls or something, and everybody's gonna be like, "Well, what the heck's this?" And then Peter,
I'm not touching furry balls.
Maybe the universe. You announce that.
Yeah,
that's another thing to talk about. Do you think Microsoft's gonna announce anything to combat Home?
Possibly.
Oh, good point.
Probably.
Good point.
I don't think they need to, though.
I don't think they need to.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
With what they got,
I'm very happy with what they got. I mean, I like Home. I think it's cool. I think it's a cool idea. I don't think it needs to be copied.
You know what would probably be announced is Peter Jackson's Halo thing that he's working on.
Yeah.
He's announced that he's working on some sort of Halo game, and they wouldn't talk about what genre or where it was at or whatever, but they would probably talk about that.
That'd be awesome if they actually showed the fruits of their labors.
The game that I want to hear something about, and this is going to come probably from left field, and y'all would be like, really?
Uh-oh.
Alan Wake. I'm so excited about that game. The little glimpses that I've seen.
It's Remedy, you know?
I know.
And they make some really good games.
Yes. I want to... something about Alan Wake.
Yeah. People have forgotten about it at this point.
See, and I have it. Like, I go back and watch the trailer all the time. Just because I think the concept of that game alone is just very interesting to me. Because I like those kind of... Like Fear was, where it's like a horror game, but it's like...
Psychological.
I like those type of games.
Yeah, there needs to be more psychological games.
Well, it's not a huge genre, and one that I'm really looking forward to, but it's not really exclusive to Microsoft's Alone in the Dark.
Yeah.
The way they're going to do that, where it's like episodic content, where you can play one mission, it kind of recaps it, and then it goes into the next, like, next time on Alone in the Dark, and it shows
like
you what's going to happen.
Yeah, nice.
And then when you go in and jump into the next level, it shows you what happened in the last one. So it's really... I love that idea.
That is a really interesting idea.
I think that's going to be incredible. But as far as Microsoft goes, I think that they should show off Alan Wake. And another game I think that they should probably bring to the table. It might be some Too Human.
That'd be nice.
Because some people forgot about that game.
But there is little, you can catch little glimpses and videos of how far it's coming. It does look really good.
It looks really good, and I have a lot of faith in Silicon Knights.
And I'm sure that they'll have it, have it at E3, because they need to redeem themselves from from last year.
And another thing I want to see really bad, so bad, is more video footage of Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you
know, that's another one that's kind of fallen off radar at this point.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, but it comes out at the end of the year.
Hopefully.
Well, hopefully.
Hopefully, but I mean, they've improved the graphics. Yeah, I mean, there's screenshots where, like, the facial details are actually better than the last, like, videos that we've seen of it. So, I mean, there's new videos. I mean, it's going to look even better.
I got something.
Okay.
Oh, Professor Chaos.
Ninja Gaiden 2.
Yeah, Ninja
Gaiden 2. Snap.
Awesome. It's going to be like when he announced, like, Ninja Gaiden the first time at E3, and he's like, we've got a game. It's so action-packed. You're not going to believe it. And it comes out. It's
balls
like,
to walls.
You see the Team Ninja logo with the thunderstorm in the water, and you're like, oh. And then it shows Ryu flying around in some crazy high definition, and you're like, Sigma what?
What? This game is so captivating that it's going to kick you right in the nuts.
Well, I like how he'll... Wow, okay. But
oh,
I like how he always describes like the developers, like from one of the top developers in the industry.
Yeah.
The rock star himself, Tomonobu Itagaki. It just go off on it, man. There's nothing better than a press conference from Peter Moore. He nailed that on the head. I mean, because you can watch Kaz Hirai up there on the PlayStation 3 and you're like,
yeah, it's like,
you know, and then the Nintendo guys, you're like, what? Because they don't speak very good English.
Right.
And you're like, what? And then that guy comes out in the super, suit, you're like...
Super Mario Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, Ninja Gaiden 2 or that Code Chronos. I don't even know if they're still working
Code
on
Chronos?
That.
Yeah. Yeah, another Itagaki project.
I don't know if that's the one that was based on Christie's character, but I know that, I guess he was talking about that. Or it could have been a rumor that there was a game that they were doing that was based around Christie being the
God, I hope it's not another
character.
Death by Degrees.
And, please no. And,
yeah. Pass.
Hayate was supposed to get, like, his own game.
Well, see, I thought Code Chronos was about Kasumi and Ayane's story about how she ran away and all that stuff. I thought that's what Code Chronos was.
I've just read the title. I just want to play Ninja Gaiden 2. I would love
Itagaki
to.
Itagaki just needs
that.
To come to the show in his sunglasses and his leather coat and be like, here's the games, they're going to kick your ass.
You just walk off the stage
and then
play
just
the
be
video.
Like, yes. Yes, you are the man.
We'll never see him again until it comes out.
just comes out and says, is my game, Pepetta, get your ass kicked? And then that's why he has to say.
And then he'll leave, and he'll be like, Tekken sucks on the way out. And then, obviously, we're going to see PGR 4.
Yeah.
But here's an interesting question I pose. If you could pick one game that you have, you do not think it's going to be there, but you would love it if it was, what would it be?
One game that I...
Alan Wake.
Well, you're going to kind of expect that that's going to be there. At least something. It'll at least be in a little montage trailer that they always do.
Oh, I got one. A game that I would really be excited to see. Despite the fact that the series has become diluted and money hungry. And this would play into their hands too, but Final Fantasy 13 for the 360.
That would be a huge announcement.
That
if they're going to announce that, they would announce it there, and that wow.
That would just be huge.
Dude.
Wow.
You would have the entire audience clapping.
It'd take an hour to get those people calmed down.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Basically, the pro the 360 fanboys will basically be like, well, that's it.
The internet would explode with PS3 is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically what would happen.
That's what would happen.
But what about you? I need to ask.
I can't even, one that hope to see that's not really going to be there.
Well, you think Metal Gear is going to be there?
I think, yes. I think that Metal Gear will be announced for 360 at E3.
But what if it's another game?
What if it's not 4? That was just another Metal Gear.
Yeah.
How would you feel about that?
Oh, I'd be happy. Dude. I mean, I liked Metal Gear Acid. As you know, as bad as it may sound, I like that genre of game.
How about this? I'm making a prediction. This prediction is Metal Gear Solid 4 be 360, not 360, but PS3 exclusive. At least the half of it that centers on Snake. What if they split it?
Oh, please stop.
To where
don't finish
the 360 version. You play as Raiden,
and you finished. And I asked you nicely to stop. Oh,
see, I would rather see it split between Snake and Big Boss.
That'd be awesome.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Raiden.
Raiden looks badass in the trailer, but it's still Raiden.
It's still Raiden.
It's still Raiden.
Right around him naked in the cold with those wonky...
holding his junk.
Yeah, that part
doing
was
cartwheels
disturbing.
Holding his junk.
How a person does that, but okay.
So what's your game? The game. Not Metal Gear, because you think it's going to be there.
Well, I know I just said I think Ninja Gaiden 2. I don't think it's going to be there.
I think
I'd
it
love
will.
For it to be.
I think it will.
I really
do. I think he's going to show a video like of Ninja Gaiden 2.
Like maybe a little short CG video.
That's basically going to say, here it is, it's coming next.
Yeah, you're just going to see a ninja jump out at you, and it'll just say Ninja Gaiden 2, and that'll be about it.
Well, here's mine. And I had to debate this. This is kind of a split between me. I was going to go with DOA 5, because I know it's not going to be there, and I would love it for it to be there. But I think I would more be interested in seeing Mortal Kombat 7.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not going to be there.
Yeah, it's not, and I really want it to be there.
Well, it could. It'll be like the Tekken 6 announcement, where it's just like a CG shot of Scorpion or something practicing.
Yeah, throwing his spear.
Yeah, throwing his spear. Here. And then it'll just come up, and they'll be like, yeah, we're making it. Like, we already knew that.
Oh, I already knew you were making it. You're using the Unreal Engine, you bastard.
Right. But yeah, I would agree with that.
Do you think Gears of War is going to be there, part 2?
No.
Nah.
It might.
Well, there
might
was
be
the
a
rumor
short
that they were going to do the every other year, Gears 1 year, Halo the next. This is Halo's year. So I'm kind of curious if we're going to see anything at E3 or if they're going to wait till like early next year to talk about it, not to take anything away from...
I think they would do that.
Yeah.
Not to take anything away from Halo. They would wait.
That's possible. All right, well, that wraps up those predictions. Make sure you get in the forums and post your predictions as well. And then next week we'll be tackling Nintendo. That should be interesting to see what they're going to announce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, speculation.
We're going to hop into our last segment, which is our top 10 list, and this is gonna close out our hatred section, because we had a lot of fun doing this and we got a lot of flack for it. We got a lot of people mad at us, a lot of people calling us fanboys, which they never listened to the podcast apparently, because on the podcast we would say we love all three consoles, we just love to rip them too, because you guys take it way too seriously.
Oh yeah.
You get a little offended a little too easily. But this week, the top 10 reasons why the PS3 sucks. And I'm going to bring this out right now and be fair about it. It was hard to do this list.
Yes.
Because outside of the major problems, which everybody knows is price and games, the system doesn't have a lot wrong with it. But we managed to come up with 10. And the first one is obviously no games.
Yep.
Right now, you have a very huge lack of quality software. You have two games, Resistance and MotorStorm, that are excellent. And then you have just nothing else that really jumps that's not available on another console. And that hurts. Next up, first party support is not quite there yet.
No.
As we mentioned, two games. MotorStorm and Resistance. I mean, this is like the two games, you know. I mean, you can say Virtua Fighter 5, but it is coming to the 360, but it's not a mass market game.
Right.
But Resistance and MotorStorm are the only first party games, and right now, there hasn't been any other ones. Hopefully, Ratchet and Uncharted and Heavenly Sword will make it out at some point this year. But right now, it's not quite there.
No.
Alright, next up. I mean, at least Nintendo has like 3 or 4 games.
Yeah.
They got like WarioWare, Mario Party, Paper Mario, Zelda, which is kind of sad.
Wow, they do have...
Yeah, there's already 4 first-party games. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Next up. You can't replace the battery in the controller.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That is just ridiculous to me. I mean, so basically, when your lithium battery dies, You gotta go out and spend $50 on a brand new controller?
That's not... That's ridiculous!
It is ridiculous.
Like, man!
Because what? Those lithium batteries have an average life of what? 10,000 hours or something like that?
Something
or,
like that.
I mean, it may take you a while to get rid of that. But still. And here's the second part of that complaint. The friggin' cord that they give you to plug it in to charge it is like 2 feet long. So if you got a big-ass TV, I hope you never need to charge it. Because you're going to be sitting like this with your face in the screen.
Wow.
Jeez.
So, yeah. They need to fix that. They need to make a longer cable and a controller that has a replaceable battery.
Yeah, they should have done that in the first place.
All right, next up, and this one's a big complaint. You're going to make the system that is the HD era, Blu-ray technology, supports ridiculous resolutions of TVs that don't even exist yet. But you don't pack in the damn cables to see it. You get standard composite crap cables.
Yeah.
At least give me component.
Right.
I mean, it's packed in with the 360. Hell, the Elite comes with an HDMI cable.
Yes, it does.
I mean, for crying out loud. This is just ridiculous. They need to change this, because if you're going to ship the same cables with the HD future top-of-the-line future-proof system that you shipped with the PlayStation and the PlayStation 2,
right.
We got problems.
Right.
Next up, and this is one people will argue all day long, the online is not quite Xbox Live. It is not quite there yet. We still don't have friends list across every game. We don't have, you know, the chat across every game. We don't, you know, it's just not all there yet. Some games don't even support voice, which is just...
Wow.
I mean...
In this day and age, playing a game, yes. Not be able to talk to the person.
Armored Core does not support voice on the PS3, but it does on the 360. There's no standard in the online arena, is basically what we're getting at here. You need to make it where, like, with Xbox 360, they made it smart where every developer has to do it.
Right.
They had to add custom soundtracks, they had to add 720, they had to add voice support so that the game would work inside the dashboard. Sony can do this, they need to do it.
Yep.
You know what's kind of funny? That in the land of the rising sun, the land of the cutting-edge technology, both of their domestic game systems are pretty much lacking when it comes to online components.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. When it comes to online gaming, Microsoft is kind of... Yeah, they're a little bit more ahead.
Yeah. Next up on the list, the six-axis. Feels kind of cheap and tacked on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the controller feels like it's so light. It just...
It's like a toy.
It is. It's like a little piece of plastic that makes, you know, and for a lot of the games, and, you know, I've been a very big, avid supporter of the six-axis because the games aren't built around it. It's actually just integrated. And I like that because I don't want to be forced to play the game that way. But for some of the stuff, like you were saying with Madden, where you're pushing, you know, forward to tackle, it's just, that's just cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, and like in MotorStorm, the steering, you know, I just, it just feels cheap. I like things like with Folklore, where like you use it to yank, like to pull the soul out of the creature. I like that.
You have to do what?
You like you tap the R1 button and it connects like a Ghostbuster, like you grab their soul, and then you yank like this to pull it out.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
I like that. That's nice. That's not something that's pivotal to the game. You can still be holding the R button and, you know, attacking and yanking at the same time.
Nice.
So, I mean, I like that. But for the most part, a lot of the stuff that they tack in is a little cheap.
Yeah.
And here's the next one. And this is a huge one. And this has probably killed most of the sales of this console. Price.
That's for sure.
$600 is just too much for a game console. The 3DO proved this. The Sega CD proved this. Too much. $600, too much. When we talk about PlayStation 3 predictions, I will guarantee you, they need a price drop.
Yeah.
At least $100. Least.
Yeah.
So, that's why 90% of the people that work on the game sites, they don't get consoles for free. They have the debug unit that they get to play the review games on. Most of them won't buy it. $600 is a huge purchase for the average family makes what? $30,000, $40,000 a year?
Somewhere in the middle, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge purchase for them. And $600? No. There's a reason why the Wii sells a lot, and it's not software.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he just, like, gut-punched.
Yeah, gut-punching a few Nintendo, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Next up, and we kind of talked about this with the online, but the features aren't streamlined across all games.
Right.
Like with Xbox 360, you have the achievement system, which you can take it or leave it as you want it, but it's across every game. Like when you're online, you can see everybody doing what they're doing. You can invite them into anything else. You can chat while they're doing anything else. I mean, it's just everything is built around the console, and it's streamlined into it. Whereas the PlayStation 3 is getting there. It's getting better, but it's taking time to get those upgrades to it.
Right.
So that's really... That's something that they can fix, though. So I don't complain too much about that. Lack of rumble in the controller. Because, you know, I'm tired of hearing the different excuses. First it was, rumble interferes with our motion control. Wait, the Wiimote rumbles. Shit. And then they're like, well, rumble's so last gen. Oh shit, now we're adding rumble for a next gen experience. I mean, just admit it that you lost the lawsuit, you didn't want to pay it, that's why you didn't put your rumble in there.
Exactly.
So, and you know, honestly, I do miss it in some areas. I like rumble in controllers. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
You definitely miss it when it's not there.
Yeah.
Like, you definitely miss it.
Like when I'm playing Resistance and you get shot, I want to feel the shot. You know, like that's a big thing for me in first
right.
player. Or when I'm playing like Dirt lately, when I'm going over the bumps and you can feel it in a controller, that just, it adds something to it. It, you know, it's not last gen. It's a nice experience and I miss it. And the number one reason, it's kind of like a full circle, no games.
No games.
I mean, when your top release for the month is Pirates of the Caribbean, you have problems.
Jeez. Oh,
I mean, that was the only game released last month for that console. That was it.
That's pretty bad.
And this month, I mean, we get The Darkness, which is kind of big, Rainbow Six, which is an old game, and then Fantastic Four. You know, and then like Harry Potter.
Transformers.
I mean, but you're getting a lot of multi-platform stuff. You're not getting any exclusive games.
Right, first party.
But for the past 4 months, you get nothing.
Yep.
I mean, you're just stuck. You're like, oh, Resistance is awesome. MotorStorm is awesome.
Yeah, I don't even bother to ask people, like, what do you have for your PS3? Because it's always just those, well, I got MotorStorm and Resistance.
And then you get one guy every 10 guys that has Virtua Fighter.
Right.
And then other than that, nothing. Unless they don't own a 360 and they're like, well, I got Oblivion.
Right.
And I got all this other stuff. So.
Right.
But right now, we still haven't seen, what was it, Ghost Recon 2? 360 owners done left that one in the dust.
Yeah.
It's still not out on the PS3. Like, Dirt came out this week, and it's coming to the PS3 in, like, September.
Oh, yeah, that month's exclusivity.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, more games. We need more games. That pretty much wraps up the show, though.
Yeah. Been pretty interesting.
It's been a good show. So.
Yeah, we've got off topic several times.
It's amazing when lot, Contra though. Turns into anime.
Yeah, that was. I don't even know how that happened. Like, that's cool though.
It all works in the end. But just as always, hop down in the forums, give us a ring. We'll try to get Professor Chaos to run back down in the forums down there. He's been absent for a while.
Yeah, actually, I'm gonna figure it out when I get home.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna post some stuff.
He's missed a lot of opportunities to talk to people down there.
I have, and I'm sorry. I apologize.
Because they like talking to us, you know. Because we're famous.
Yeah, being famous is cool. Yeah. I guess I'm not really famous.
But he's
famous.
He's the most popular. Gambus Khanna is the most popular one. I mean,
really?
I was told this week just by one of the users on the forums. He's like, you're not my favorite anymore. Gambus Khanna's my favorite now.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
I got a fan?
Yeah.
You the man.
Holy
you got a
crap.
Lot of fans.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Did he get you cookies?
Man, I'm like blushing, man.
No, he's sweating. All right, so we're going to hop out of here. And once again, just a reminder, hop on and participate in the contest we got going on this month. We got the Forza contest. We got the poster contest. We got the forum contest. I mean, you guys can win, like, thousands of dollars. So go do these contests. This is free money. So you can go out and buy an iPod so you can listen to us everywhere you go.
Nice we're plug.
Gonna, yeah, you like that plug?
That was nice.
Oh, and also,
that was.
We're going to throw a couple more plugs out there for our friends at Last Action Gamer again. The guys that make the awesome t-shirts. I know he's down on the forums chatting with you guys. So make sure you take a look at his stuff. Go check it out. It's awesome. And then also make sure you go pick up the game and anime music. From Michael Gluck and his piano magic with Super Mario and Final Fantasy. Good calls. Multiple sclerosis.
Yeah, and the pre-orders, I think, for that CD end on, what, the 29th?
Yeah, the CD ships on the 29th,
yeah.
So make sure you go get one of those. benefits go to a good cause, and it's a great CD.
Oh, yeah. He's a master at the piano, and he really knows his game music.
Definitely. So stop by forums.m4g.com, chat with us, stop by Piano Squall, pick up a CD, and then while you're there, pick up lastactiongamer.com and pick up some t-shirts and some awesome stuff. But right now, we're going to bounce out. So, Mr. Khan, if you would, for the last time today.
I got a cat phobia.
Ow! Yeah, he does have a cat phobia. Do you really?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Why?
And it's recording. Yes. So everybody knows that Gambus Khan has a cat phobia. Oh, crap.
That's yeah, we got to mention your gamer tag so you can get like 15 million requests now.
Oh, yeah.
And lots of hot chicks.
Oh, yeah.
You getting chicks off here now? You picked up a woman?
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Keyword, it wasn't a chick.
Oh.
It was a dude.
Oh.
Oh.
That's never good.
Sorry to burst your bubble there.
Oh, man.
Had to bring wraps.